Now, as Charlene Maudsley crossed the line to win Ireland's 4x400 women's silver in Rome last night, her hometown of Newport exploded in celebration. Locals packed into O'Sullivan's bar to watch the race. Our reporter Cian McCormack was there. He is still in Newport and he joins me now. Maudsley, magic in Newport. Cian, talk us through the night.
Oh, absolutely. And that's putting it really mildly, Mary, because about 200 people packed into the function room at O'Sullivan's last night for the race. And the atmosphere was just electric. It was so, so loud. And as the race was on, they just lifted the roof off the place with all screaming and shouting and just encouraging the runners as the race was going on. And as Charlene Maudsley crossed the line, I was with her mother, Louise. Here's what happened.
God, how are you feeling?
Absolutely, so, so proud. Over the moon, absolutely, fit to burst.
What a phenomenal, phenomenal race.
Oh,
what would you say to her now if she was beside you? Oh,
the biggest hope, and on how so, so proud I am of her. As she already knows, I tell her every single day. But absolutely thrilled to bits for her. Absolutely thrilled to bits.
This is so many years' work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She's been plugging away from under eight all the way up. But she works her backside off, trains 6 days a week, sometimes two sessions a day. She really, really gives it her everything.
What did you say to her before the race?
As I always do, go out and enjoy it, and the very best of luck, as always. And I'm so, so proud.
What would you say to her now?
You're a superstar. Simple as. No two ways about it. Absolutely superb. I'm so, so happy. She's a gold European medal, a silver European medal, and a World Relays bronze medal. So
more than that, she's your daughter.
Absolutely. She's my baby girl and always will be.
Did you think your baby girl would do this?
I knew she was destined for great things, but...
You know, the Community Games was her first national title back then.
Yeah, she was under 10 Community Games. She won a silver medal in Mosny. She ran without spikes. She actually ran in her bare feet, believe it or not.
We head towards the Olympics.
Yeah.
What way are you looking at that now?
Well, anything now at this stage is a bonus.
I just, you know, just to describe the smile on your face right now, you're only taking it in, right?
Absolutely. I'm just in a state of shock. I'm normally checking facts and figures where this and that, but you know. But
what
I'm
would you say to her now if she was in your arms?
You're the best daughter anyone could ever ask for. That's all I can say. Cannot say another word. Best in the world.
Congratulations.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Oh, the best in the world, Charlene Maudsley's mother, Louise, there. Now, amongst the 200 or so people at O'Sullivan's Bar last night were children and coaches from Newport Athletics Club. Here's how they reacted.
My name is Carl Grimes. I'm from Tipperary in Newport and I'm 11 years old.
You do a bit of running, do you?
Yeah. I run middle distance mostly. I run 600, 800. And
what did you think of the race tonight?
It's just amazing. Like, it's so inspiring to see like a girl from Newport doing so well at an international level, and it makes me want to get there when I'm older.
John Savage. I'm one of the kids' coaches in the club, yeah.
Well, what's it mean?
It means everything. Like, you've got a group of kids that are competing at the local Munster national levels. They're achieving great things, but they see with a bit more effort and a lot more time that they can end up on the big screen TV, been cheered on by the next generation of children. So it's utterly inspirational.
What do you think, Magella? How do you feel now?
Oh, sure, we're all excited here. It's amazing. So it is great for such a small little place like Newport. Charlene has really put us on the map.
I'm Aaron Savage and I'm 11 years old.
600 metres, that's your distance, is it?
Yeah, I like that. Very proud of all the athletes though. It just makes me think I can do it as well.
Have you met her before?
Yeah.
What's she like?
Very fast. So one time we met her at training and she was running past us and you could feel the wind just coming off her.
There you go. Aaron Savage there saying that Charlene is like the wind. Well, joining me now is Sarah Fagan, a local primary school teacher and a coach with Newport Athletics Club. Sarah, what does this mean for the club? What does it mean for the community? What does it mean to you?
Oh my God, it's absolutely incredible for the club, for the local schools, for the community. It is just a phenomenal achievement for somebody from the local area to have achieved what Charlene has achieved this week, in the last number of weeks, in the last number of years. It means so much to all the kids. You can see it in the interviews there. They're absolutely so proud of her, and it really encourages the kids, you know, to feel that they could get to that level as well themselves someday. And the amount of new kids we've had joining the club recently is phenomenal, and definitely down to Charlene as well.
Well, you ran with Charlene underage. Did you always know she'd be a champion?
Well, Charlene was certainly always fast underage as well. I would have ran on relays with her, and trying to pass the baton to her once she took off was very, very challenging. But she always was, you know, the fastest on the team. She was phenomenal. I was there, most certainly not on the same level as her. I just want to say that. But yeah, she always was brilliant.
Well, what next now? Is there a homecoming planned?
Hopefully, absolutely. Newport always come together and pull something off for Charlene. As, you know, people were saying in interviews yesterday, she's in so many championships now, it's hard to keep up with everything. But we most certainly will have a homecoming, whether it be after the Olympics or whenever it fits into Charlene's very busy training schedule. And absolutely, there will be a huge homecoming for her to show how proud everyone is in the club, the community, everyone. Like, it has to be done.
A great day for the town, a great day for Tipperary. Sarah Fagan, thanks for joining me this morning. Well, Mary, that's it from Newport. And the town, of course, will probably always remember last night for just many's the year. But they'll be also looking forward now, I think, quite clearly to the Olympics and what that just might possibly bring. It's back to you in Dublin.
No stopping them now. Cian McCormack in Newport, thank you very much.